Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Black Heartbeat. This is your host, Kay, letting you know that your heartbeat is my passion. Okay, so I want to talk to you today about fasting. I started my fasting on Monday. Today is Saturday. So I just want to give you a little idea of what I'm talking about. I was feeling kind of crappy for a very long time, and there was really no answer as to why I was feeling so crappy. I've gone to the doctors, and I'm just in perfect health, apparently, but I was still feeling like I was sick. So I decided, you know what, let me try fasting. So on Monday, I got up and I said, you know what, I'm not eating anything, I'm not drinking anything. But then I decided, let's just take it slow. So on Monday, I just decided to do an all-liquid fast, an all-liquid diet. No solids, just I had like Jamba Juice, coconut water, just all liquid throughout the day. And that seemed to work pretty fine. For some reason, I didn't feel hungry. I didn't crave anything. And I'm not sure why. But anyway, at the end of the day, I noticed that I was extremely energetic, which normally by 4, I'm ready, you know, to go to bed. I'm ready to take a nap and call it a day. But I noticed I was feeling very energetic at the end of the day. And I was literally cleaning on a Monday. I was cleaning my home on a Monday. I usually clean my home on Saturdays for the rest of the week. But I noticed, why am I cleaning? I'm up. This is 7 p.m. and I am up cleaning. Why? And I have to give credit to fasting. During the day, I realized that I was so peaceful. And I told someone, I said, whoa, I feel so peaceful today. And I was extremely patient. And on Tuesday, I said, you know what, Monday, I did pretty well, so let's do this again Tuesday. Tuesday, I did the same thing. I was feeling, awesome on Tuesday, not even craving food, not even wanting to eat anything. So I just had liquids all day Tuesday, not a lot. I didn't do as much as I did on Monday. But on Tuesday, I decided to do the same thing and noticed just a difference in the way I was feeling. Then on Wednesday, I decided, okay, because I was only trying to do this for like 2 days, but I just kept feeling much better. And I think, why not just do it let's do Monday through Friday. Why not? So I decided on Wednesday, we're going to do this. But Wednesday, I got very brave and I did a no liquid and no solids. No liquid, no solids. From morning to night, I literally fasted with no food, nothing to drink, nothing to eat. And at the end of the day, I was a little hungry. So when I decided, I said, okay, now it's time to break my fast. I didn't cook or anything. So I said, let's just go find something to buy, to eat. So I went over to this shopping area to look for something. And in the shopping, it was an intersection. So 4 corners, nothing but, fast food and pharmacy. There is a Mexican restaurant, Chinese, Burger King. There's an Indian restaurant. There's Jack in the Box. There's McDonald's. There's churches. There's El Pollo Loco. There's Taco Bell, there's Hawaiian Barbecue, there's Waba Grill, there's Papa John's. And the list just goes on and on. And as I'm looking, I'm thinking, nothing seemed to be appetizing to me that day for some reason. And I'm looking at what they have to offer, and each and every one of their items was kind of upsetting my stomach. Was making me feel very nauseous, but anyway, to make a long story short, I ended up eating Waba Grill. And it didn't settle on my stomach very well. And yeah, let's just leave it at that. It did not stay. For some reason, it didn't settle and I threw it up. So I don't remember if I had anything else to eat that night. Okay, so on Thursday, I decided, you know, I'll go back on an all-liquid diet because I didn't want to get my body too weak. So on Thursday, I went back on a liquid diet. Then on Friday, I went back on a liquid diet. And here today, as I'm recording this, I'm actually drinking a Jamba Juice for breakfast. And I'm just going to continue for as long as I can on a liquid diet all day. And then in the evening, I'll just go ahead and have something, you know, maybe like a salad and something else. I don't know, whatever I have at home, spaghetti or something. And I'll just have that today. So I just kind of wanted to tell you guys to not be afraid to fast. You're not going to die. And if you get extremely hungry, then just go ahead and break your fast. So what, right? Then try it again the next day. Take baby steps, kind of, you know, start off the way I did. I didn't want to just go into it, you know, just like, bam. I decided to take baby steps and just started with liquids, and it kind of worked for me. So not sure if it's going to work the same way for you. Maybe you're just braver than I, you know, than I am. So you might just want to be like, let's do this. But I can tell you my entire experience so far has been wonderful and it has really helped. I am in the mornings now, I just get up. It's not feeling that lazy feeling. During the day, I'm more patient. I find myself having more inner peace for some reason. My head feels clearer. What else? I can't even. I feel so great. I feel great. So Sunday, I don't know. Maybe I'll continue on Sunday. And as long as, you know, feel like, because right now I just need to like clean my system because it's not feeling right, and there's no point for me to keep filling my body with a lot of toxins that's not nourishing. So that was, I just wanted you to see my journey for the 1 week and to let you know that, you know, just go ahead and give it a shot. Because if you're not feeling right, maybe you just need to detox your system a little from all the junk you've been putting into your body. And, you know, not to mention, if you take notice, there's like a lot of people just walking around looking not so good. And we need to make better choices about what we put in our bodies. So, you know, we need to start eating what's meant to be, or what's meant to nourish our body, to maintain good health. Not just to eat just because. You know, there's absolutely no reason. We just eat even if we're not hungry. We just decide, you know, let me just stop here and get me this and get me that. But it all adds up. So also, I want to give you some of the benefits of fasting that I've been, that I've noted also, my own personal experience and from the benefits that I'm talking about. It comes from, like I said, a lot of what I've experienced, plus I guess some medical background, and I'm sure I would say not European, from European standards, because fasting is just not something that's relevant in that aspect. Anyway, so I have a list, which is inner reflection and self-discipline. And I had mentioned before the inner peace. It also is self purification. Your mind, your body, your spirit, your soul, whatever, just feels renewed. You also have gained some type of self-control over your personal desires. Because every day I drive by McDonald's and, you know, all these Burger King and El Pollo Loco and Taco Bell. And I drive by and I'm tempted. But by fasting, you know, you've gained a lot of self-control. And you put aside your personal desires, hopefully for, you know, better health and well-being. I also did more with my time because I had more time. So I did more stuff with my time. I did stuff that was, you know, I used my time in beneficial ways. Fasting also brings you closer to your Creator. And it helps with depression. I have not felt depressed at all during fasting. It also allows the digestive system to take a rest. It treats acidity in the stomach. Acidity is like the number one cause for cancer. Okay, it treats inflammation of the large intestine. And it strengthens the bones. Improve heart function and blood circulation. And not to mention, if anyone out there that's struggling with weight loss, fasting is the way to go. Okay, it also strengthens your immune system and manage your blood pressure. And not to mention, it rids your body from harmful toxin, you know, in the body that we've accumulated from eating stuff that we shouldn't be eating at all. That's not good for our, that's just not good for our lives. So I just want you guys to take a moment and kind of go ahead and fast for a day or two. Maybe start once a week, then, you know, increase it and see what happens. And it is helpful regardless of everything. It is helpful to your body. I mean, look around, look at your family members, look at how many of them are sick from diabetes, from high blood pressure, from heart disease, you know, maybe from cancer. These are like the top four illnesses that's going around right now, according to the CDC, Center for Disease Control. So you might want to take notice and do something about it. Again, thank you for joining me today, and I hope you guys really enjoy today's episode and get some benefit out of it. As always, I appreciate your time and want you to be an active member of this community. But most of all, I want you to be an active member in your own life. And I'll see you next time. Take care. Peace.